This podcast discusses exchange-traded options issued by the Options Clearing Corporation. Options involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. Individuals should not enter into options transactions until they have read and understood the risk disclosure document, characteristics, and risks of standardized options. Available by calling 1-888-OPTIONS or by visiting optionseducation.org. None of the information in this presentation should be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell a security or to provide investment advice.
Good news for investors this week as the market closed at a 17-week high.
This is the Options Industry Council's Understanding and Trading Options Spread Strategies podcast series, Comparing Spreads.
Let's compare some spreads. And I was asked this question, I believe, at the beginning of the break, and why are these diagrams similar? What does this mean for your trading? You get the same effective outcomes. But on the left-hand side, you're doing a debit spread, meaning you're buying that spread, you're paying money for that spread. And on the right-hand side of the screen, you're doing a credit spread. And as we asked before the break, many people like to do credit spreads as opposed to debit spreads. In credit spreads, you're trying to realize the credit that you sold for it. Debit spreads, you want to make more money than what you paid for it, okay? Outcomes are similar, but remember, when you sell a credit spread, you have what? You have risk that it can go beyond what you sold that trade for, okay? With a debit spread, all you can lose is what you paid for it. But again, for certain scenarios, you may want to choose one over the other or vice versa. Same thing, credit call spread and a debit put spread, both bearish positions.
Ready to learn more? Next in the Understanding and Trading Options Spread Strategies podcast series is Pricing Behavior. You can download Pricing Behavior and other OIC podcasts free at www.optionseducation.org. If this or any other OIC podcast leaves you with any unanswered options questions, please call the Options Industry Council at 1-888-OPTIONS.